This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Today's story is about the McKinstry family history of Ribboncliff Ranch. After a successful career in Illinois as a farmer and horticulturist, our father David McKinstry became interested in opportunities in the state of Washington. In 1909, he joined with friends in Spokane to form the Ribboncliff Fruit Company and purchased the three individually owned tracts, including two small orchards that made up the area which later became the Ribboncliff Orchard. Then he returned to Illinois to bring his family to Wenatchee. To the three children, aged 9, 7, and 3, the trip to Washington was the ultimate in adventure. The ride on the Great Northern took 3.5 days. The first sight of the Rocky Mountains was thrilling to us then, as it is still today. Eventually, we disembarked at Wenatchee's Red Brick Depot. Our immigrant car of household goods, which had left Kankakee, Illinois, 2 weeks ahead of us, had not arrived. We could not move up to our new ranch without them. There followed a 1 week's tedious wait in a Wenatchee hotel. On one of these days, we walked down to get a close view of the new steel bridge across the Columbia River, built 2 years earlier. Finally, the westbound freight rolled in with our goods. That afternoon, our goods were unloaded and hauled up toward the upriver steamer. About 3:30 the next morning, the stage driver who was to take us to the steamboat landing knocked on our hotel room. We rattled over the deserted streets behind a four-horse team climbing aboard the steamer at the dawn's first rays. The powerful stern wheel churned the water furiously. Progressing upstream was no greater than a man could make at an easy running pace. Near noon, the steamer arrived at Jim Fisher Landing, our destination opposite Bray's Landing. The captain did not choose to lower the freight gangplank for our goods, but proceeded to have them rushed down the narrow, flexible passenger gangplank. When the turn of the piano came, it promptly upset onto its side in the sandbank. Unruffled, the captain had the gangplank hauled in and the steamer disappeared upriver. We stood on the bank among our crates. We'll continue this story next week. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.